Bicycles gone wild. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've seen the new bicycle rental services with those bright green and yellow and orange bikes that you can rent using your smartphone, and then you leave them wherever you want to. Well, now there are complaints that riders are leaving them wherever they want to, including the middle of sidewalks, lodged in trees. I saw a picture of one bounced on a no parking sign, and as one person commented, this is why we can't have nice things. Now, I doubt the riders themselves are doing this. I think it's probably Twitter trolls taking a fresh air break, so they walk around the block, tip over a few lawn Santas, throw a yellow bike into a tree, and then back to the keyboard. It's not a major thing, but it makes urban life just a little less civilized. When I read about it, I was immediately hatching all sorts of nasty schemes to punish the evildoers, like booby-trapping the bike so that if anyone touches a locked bike for more than 15 seconds, it zaps them with 17,000 volts. But then I went downtown to take a look for myself, and I noticed that while a few of the bikes were just heaped in a pile on the sidewalk, most of them were actually lined up very neatly in a way that made the neighborhood look alive and friendly. Maybe because in addition to the trolls who go around tipping bikes over and pitching them into trees, there are also anti-trolls who, if they see a pile of bikes, just decide to pick them up and arrange them neatly. I like that. I say we all try to do that. And if that approach doesn't work, we go back to my electrocution idea. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.